Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast, providing an exclusive look into efforts to conserve the wild things and wild places in Texas.
I'm Lydia Saldana with Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, and I'm sitting here with one of the most amazing outdoor families that I've ever met in my entire life, and that is not an exaggeration. We're here at Berkheim Campgrounds after a day on the Guadalupe River, and I'm going to have my guests introduce themselves.
I'm Leon McNeil, and we, my wife and I and the family started an organization known as City Kids Adventures.
I'm Leticia McNeil. I am the wife and the co-founder of City Kids Adventures.
And I'm Lee Charles McNeil, their son. I've been in this program since I was born, 18 years.
Literally since you were born.
Yes, ma'am, literally.
Well, that's one thing that is just amazing about your story is what you do for families and what you do as a family. And maybe a little history first, Leanne. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to create City Kids Adventures?
Well, basically, City Kids Adventures is like we like to refer to as a way of life. I had some coaches come along in my life and do some amazing things for me and set my life on another path. And then I met my wife at the middle school, inner city middle school that I was located, Cooper Middle School. And she was very passionate about the outdoors, and it was just like my match made in heaven. I mean, it was just everything I could ever imagine. And so we got this crazy idea about taking kids camping and trying to show them another way of life. And I started out with the boys, and she found out and she said, yeah, I'd like to take girls along. And so here we are, you know, some 20 some odd years later, City Kids Adventures.
Yeah. So how long, Lee Charles, have you been involved?
Well, I've been heavily involved since I was physically able to do what we were doing, riding four-wheelers and packing up stuff and things like that. I remember when I was little, I used to ride a little Honda and I'd have to lean down to shift the gears, but I've been heavily involved for the past decade, I'd say, and just because I'm physically able to do the things. And I help out a lot as far as packing, take some weight off of their shoulders, and especially with the younger kids, when we bring younger kids around, they always tend to gravitate towards me. So it's fun to joke around with them and things like that. But it's fun.
And we are out here on a campground right by I'm not even sure what this little road is, but you're hearing it, and as well as the kids packing up. So we are not in a soundproof booth today. So anyway, and you know what? Maybe let's explain what we did today. Leon, what was our adventure today?
Well, basically, it was a kayaking trip with the young Stewarts. We kind of partnered with this particular event. We've kayaked before in private lakes and lakes and stuff like that, and open water and, you know, canals, but never a moving body of water. So it was very interesting for our kids to watch them have to coordinate teamwork and put their collective efforts together. So it was a really, really good event. And hopefully we can do it again next year, because our kids learned a lot from being together and cooperative learning, I guess you could say.
And you mentioned the Stewarts. You mean the Stewards of the Wild chapter
of
the San Antonio.
San Antonio chapter, correct.
And I understand they came to you with this idea to do
this? Yes, yes. John Sanders, who's one of our sponsors, we had a hunt on his ranch, a youth hunt this past fall. And he presented an idea about a kayaking trip. I thought, man, that would be great, but just before our big camp. To give the kids a little more experience with using the kayaks. And so we talked and coordinated and talked, and he put together a whole group of young Stewarts to kind of help and navigate and mentor our young kids along the way. And it was a wonderful event, and hopefully we get a chance to do it again next year.
So Leticia, I did notice you on the water, you know, keeping a real close eye, because some of these kids had not been in kayaks at all?
No, okay. Six of them hadn't been in a kayak, and that was our biggest concern. Are they going to be able to manage kayaking down the river? Say, well, we're going to have to give them a chance. Even though one of the young ladies, two young ladies that were together, I said, I know y'all haven't, but are you, do you think you can do it on your own? And she said, yes, I'm going to try it. So I said, okay, I'll leave it in your hands. And she did great, Jessica and Serenity.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and that was awesome today. She is excited. that she could do it.
Yeah. And then, of course, the stewards were there because there were a couple of hairy moments.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only one that got dumped out of the kayak. I will say that my husband and I were the first ones that got dumped out of the kayak. So there was a couple of hairy moments there. But
yes.
But really, Lee Charles, I noticed you really taking a leadership role at all of those hairy moments to help those kids along.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I'm talking about heavy involvement. I'm able to do that now. And I've been kayaking for 10 years maybe, because we've had these kayaks for a while, and I've just learned how to use them and things like that, and no sense in letting my skills per se go to waste. So I'll go down and help the kids, and I was at Comedy Central when they were falling. I was trying to help them out, but I could doing all I could to keep them afloat, but it was fun helping them out and watching them fail.
you know what I was I really noticed, because, you know, I've been in some situations with kids where something goes not right, and some kids just lose it. I mean, they just absolutely lose it. What struck me about all these kids was how self-possessed they are, just confident.
Yes, and that's something that we try and encourage with all our kids, because a lot of things that we do, hence the name Adventures, they have an element of danger to it. And so to teach the kids to be able to handle and be confident and calm during any type of emergency situation is vitally important to the success of what we do, because at the end of the day, we don't want someone panicking and putting everyone else in a compromising situation. So the kids take direction well and they listen well, and it's very important. But with the leadership we have with our older kids and my son, it makes, you know, what my wife and I do a lot easier.
And like now I kind of serve as a mediator between my parents and the kids, and that way I'll communicate with what they're feeling and things like that. And when they were on the kayak and they fall, I'm there to make a joke about it so they don't freak out and, oh my God, just chill, just breathe. You're not going anywhere. You have a life vest on. It's just, I serve as also an emotional security, I think, for the kids as well.
And to them, it's a self-accomplishment, because there's not a lot of things that they can accomplish at their own, in their own neighborhoods and things like that. So to them, to do something like this and knowing that they did it, they're going to go back and talk about it and say, this is what I did. And it's something that no one else has done, especially with the kids from the inner city that we work with. And it, to them, like I said, it's a self-accomplishment.
Okay. So you both have been teachers.
Yes.
For how many years?
25.
And Leticia?
26.
So
we both 26.
And so you've been doing this for over 20 years. And
yes, what is 22.
What is your observation on what these experiences, what they mean to the kids when they go back home or in school or in the classroom? How does it affect them?
Well, they love to talk about it, because a lot of these kids have done a lot, and when they go back to school, these other kids don't do that. And when they talk about it, they don't believe them at first. And I have a lot of pictures posted in my room with some of the activities we've done. And they're going to tell me, look, this is what we do. This is what we've been doing. And to them, it feels like it's something grand for them to accomplish, like I said, and for them to talk about it and show the other kids. We have a few that try to get kids involved to come in and join us. And when they do get one, it's like, I brought them in. And it's great to see that, because I mean,
yeah, and I'd say for a lot of the kids, it's transformational. They have experiences that they've never had before, and so they can take that experience with them, and it changes the outlook on certain aspects of their life. You know, they used to have, their environment is used to a lot of negativity. And so when you're out here and you're working together and you're teamwork and you accomplish something, it gives them a little more sense of confidence, and that builds. And that's a life skill that we want to try and hopefully teach the kids, and they can take with them for quite a long time.
So you've got kids now, graduates of this program, that are adults, young adults, on in their career. What is your observation about where they have ended up and how this program has affected them?
For us, it's our little way of, as a family, of giving back. Our whole mission when kids enter our program is that they come out on the other side and they're productive members of our society. When we see our kids go out and they start their own families, and their families now are camping, and their families are you know, engaged in outdoor activities. It makes what we do that more rewarding. And so at the end of the day, the benefits of doing that and seeing them pass that on to their family is huge, because, you know, the world we live in is increasingly smaller and smaller in terms of the natural world. And so to give the inner city kids an opportunity to experience that and see that is important.
Lee Charles, how have these experiences affected you in your life?
Oh, I actually wrote an essay about that in school about a couple of weeks ago.
And so it's top of mind.
Yes, ma'am. So it's when I go back to school, because I go to a more affluent school, St. Mary's Hall, and just to prepare me for life in the future. And when I get to school, I spend time with kids that are completely opposite from the kids that we deal with. They live affluent lives and things like that. And these kids see drugs and violence all the time. And the kids at my school don't know that. And it's interesting to kind of the parallels that all kids have, kind of, they can adapt. And my dad brings kids from his school who are all, like where he teaches now, that are also affluent, and that they just blend right away. And the experiences from here carried on to my school. Most of the kids in my school don't even do this either. And they don't know what hunting is, they don't know what fishing is, and it's funny to talk about it, and they're like, what? No, you kill animals? No, we harvest animals for the protection of the population of the rest, and then I go on explaining to them how if we don't take out certain ones that are weaker, then they're all gonna suffer because they're gonna starve because carrying capacity is reached. And I like to share my knowledge of the outdoors sometimes whenever it comes around. I don't force it upon them, but I like to share my knowledge of the outdoors, and they're like, whoa, I never even knew you knew all that stuff. And it's interesting to see the reactions that
We haven't really had a chance to have a conversation.
Yes, ma'am.
Because every time I've been around you, we've been all busy hog hunting or Guadalupe River. So you're going to go to college.
Yes,
now.
Ma'am.
Have you graduated yet?
I'm a junior. I have one more year.
Okay. Yes, and then ma'am. What are your plans?
I want to go to Cornell's. That's my ultimate goal. I play football and lacrosse right now. Hopefully, I'm proficient at football, and hopefully that can get me to Cornell, and then my academics, keep those in check. That's my ultimate goal. And then I want to be an orthopedic surgeon for specializing in shoulders and knees, because I've had my couple shoulder injuries in football, so I want to learn how to fix myself.
So do you see yourself staying involved with this program with your parents going forward?
I'm definitely until when I graduate, and then when I go on to college, I'll come back and mentor like the kids that come back after they leave the program. I'll come back in big camps and things like that. But I want to get my life set and then use my, hopefully, money to where I can come back and help the kids on a positive impact once my life is in check.
What does it mean to you to be involved with your parents in as a family?
I think our family, it strengthens it because we welcome kids into our family. Like, I have a couple of kids down there, they call me their brother and things like that, and accidentally slip up, call my parents their mom or dad, and they're like, oh, my bad. And I call them brother and sister, and it kind of just brings the program closer together, and we're so comfortable around each other. And when we make jokes or things like that, we know that we're not trying to bully them or anything like that. It's just, yeah, that's how it is. It's family. Yeah. And it really makes the program what it is, because a lot of the programs that try to compare, they're lacking that family aspect and things like that. And these kids come back and they ask us to come back, can I go this weekend or things like that. And I think it's that family bond that makes them want to continue coming, and then in the future come back. Oh, man. And we were eating at a steakhouse this past week, I think, and one of the kids was the manager there, and we told him to come over, and he's like, oh, man. And then he mentioned two people that helped bring him along that are still very close to our program right now. He's like, oh, how's this lady doing, and how's this man doing? How do you even remember that? It's just that family aspect that really sticks in their memories some 20 years later, and they're still thinking about those people.
That must be very gratifying to run into those folks.
Yes.
It is. And it happens all too often. But again, I had one of our older first students that we had tell me, we never know the impact that we have on the kids that come through our program, and we don't. And at the end of the day, he basically said, we're changing lives, and a lot of people don't even realize it. And that was quite gratifying to hear him have that thought process. And now he's Bexar County Sheriff, and this is a kid that, you know, most people wouldn't have given a chance to do very much with his life at all. And so it's important. It's important.
So the program is supported. Tell me a little bit about your supporters, because I know you depend on private donations. Tell me a little bit about how your program is supported.
Well, we're supported 100% by generous people and foundations and businesses. The Texas Parks and Wildlife is one of our huge sponsors. In fact, the co-op program with Darlene Lewis and Kathy Smith, who now runs that, you know, program, they're the ones that actually, I'd like to say, put us on the map, because we applied for that first grant, the co-op grant, which gave us the ability to buy our kayaks and all of our equipment. And so about every 5 to 7 years, we just kind of reapply and replace equipment and stuff like that. But then there's a whole host of folks that open up their private lands to us. And that is what really, really allows us to do what we're able to do, to be able to have access, you know, and to take kids on a hunting trip and a fishing trip and a camping trip. And one of the things that we were talking about with our kids when we got here yesterday, the little campground that we have in Berheim is a wonderful spot. And I'm glad they're opening up their doors to us, but it's a public spot. And one of our kids commented about some of the dog poop, because someone had let their dog out, you know, and I said, that's the things they do in the parks in the city, you know, they pick that stuff up. And we're not used to that, you know, because most of the places we attend are private places. But it was real refreshing for our kids to see that. And, you know, we went and policed the area and cleaned up the, you know, trash on the river. And it was just eye-opening for our city, our kids, because that's where they come from, you know, the city. And so, but yeah, it's interesting, very interesting.
Any observations about that, Leticia? Just about the supporters who have supported you over the years?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of very wonderful people that have really seen our program grow. And I think the biggest thing is that they're very impressed that we've been going on for 20 to 22 years. And I think that's what has given our program a lot of validity because of that. And they feel comfortable in giving to us, donating, the opportunity to go in their places, their homes, their private homes, and their ranch and everything. And it is just great. We really
And one thing I'd like to say about that, which is huge for our program, we have sponsors that are all over. And one of the things that we do in the summer is we travel with our kids. And so anytime we have a sponsor that's in another state, they have a practice like a medical profession, a dental practice, a law, a judges. They give us, you know, kind of behind the scene tours of real world type applications. We tour the zoo in Washington. There's one of our sponsors out in California, and he opens up his home and teaches the kids etiquette and manners. And, you know, we sit in kind of a little garden. It gives our kids a tremendous amount of experiences that they can feel confident in. And without our sponsors that are able to do that and understand what we're trying to accomplish, none of that's possible. And it's just, I mean, I cannot stress how important they are to what we do and what we will continue to do. And I tell them all the time, they're the engine that makes it run. You know, we're just the wheels. You know?
Without them, we couldn't do a lot.
Exactly right.
Well, I think you know that Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, we're part of the fan club of Leon McNeil and y'all and City Kids Adventures. And in fact, you're one of our ambassadors for the We Will Not Be Tamed program. So Why did you choose to get involved with that?
Well, I thought it was, again, it was a great opportunity to be in the outdoors and to let people know that, hey, Texas has a lot to offer in terms of getting people outdoors. And our focus are obviously kids. And when you see it all the time in the inner city and kids don't understand the natural world. And as an ambassador, my charge is to also make sure that they have an opportunity to be able to understand what's out there and see that. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, in today's experience, I don't know what could be more of a we will not be tamed experience than what we did today, right?
No kidding.
Right. So, we're gonna publish this podcast right before Father's Day. And so I'm thinking about families and just what you all are doing as a family. I'd like, first of all, Lee Charles, to talk about your dad and your mom and what being part of this family means to you.
Well, the McNeil family, you should say. It's City Kids and the McNeil family are just one and together. And to show how much it means, when I was younger, we'd have essays that we had written. Now it's more analytical essays and things like that. But when we could free write, they'd give us topics and things like that. And I found a lot of them relating back to City Kids and relating back to my dad and things like that and the leadership that he's able to bestow onto these kids and how he teaches his lessons to the kids. And then City Kids Adventures, I talk a lot about the experiences that I have in the wild and things like that. And I'm really able to not expose myself, but show who I really am through City Kids and things like that, because I couldn't live in the city. I couldn't deal with the people, and I like the outdoors, the openness, the fresh air, the smells and everything like that. And I think City Kids gave me the opportunity also to, sometimes I take it for granted, I see, but without City Kids, I wouldn't really be able to experience all these ranches that we go to and things like that. And it really shaped my personality and gave me the leadership ability that I have today with all the little kids and things like that. And having to tell them what to do, and they're new, I gotta understand, and things like that. I feel like growing up in it, it really shaped me as a person.
Leticia, what do you wanna say
about my son?
Yeah.
We're very proud of him. I know Leon and I getting to the age that sometimes it's hard for us to do it on our own. And he has been a great, he's just an outstanding person. I always tell Leon, this is our son. It's unbelievable how he's grown, how he has matured to the person that he is. And it's just a blessing to have him because of what he means to both of us and what he has accomplished thus far on his own, because he's a single child. And I know it's hard for him being a single child, but I guess through both of us, teaching him the importance of other children, because we always said we have a foster family. These are our foster
a
kids.
Big one.
Yes, extended family, because the older kids that are now having their own family, he looked up to them. And he was always there and said, I want to be like him. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it was a great thing. And we knew that he, one day, going to be kids, they're going to be saying the same thing. I want to be like Lee Charles. And that's one thing that most of our kids said, that they look up to him and they see the person that he is. And that to me just melts my heart because of the person he has become. He's a beautiful child. What can I say? He's my son, but that's how I feel about him. I mean,
and Leon, and dad gets the last word.
Yeah. And I'm the dad, and I love my son and my wife to death. They're the rocks of my vain existence. I sometimes take for granted how important they are in my life, and I wouldn't be who I am today if it weren't for my family. Having not grown up with a family at all, it was vitally important for me to understand what I wanted it to look like, and I couldn't ask for a better son, I couldn't ask for a better wife, I couldn't ask for better support. And then for them to be able to buy in and want to share our love and blessing with other kids, it's a purpose-driven life for me, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I mean, it's just amazing.
Happy Father's Day, Leo. Well,
thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks for letting my husband and I tag along on this trip. It was a wonderful day.
Well, thank you guys. We enjoyed it. We had a great time.
Again, hopefully we'll get a chance to continue to do it again. And again, love you guys.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Podcast is brought to you by Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation, supporting high-impact conservation projects across the state. Find out how you can help at tpwf.org.